The smoke and haze around Western New York, that is the focus. Let's get an update. Jason Allenbaugh at the National Weather Service joining us this morning. Jason, good morning. What should we be expecting today with the smoke and the haze around Western New York?
I would say more of the same as far as what we had yesterday, where we had, you know, pretty dense smoke affect the area yesterday afternoon especially. It looks like we'll have a sky that'll be similar to Monday, where you could barely see the sun, and then yesterday's smoke in the lower levels. So not a good situation. It looks like a pretty bad day in terms of the smoke and the air quality. And another air quality alert is out until midnight tonight.
For me, it was the smell yesterday of a campfire that really made it real and made it very disconcerting.
Yes, and it is. It's like you're sitting right next to a big campfire, and that's essentially what we'll see again today. Right now, I just walked outside, and you can really smell it yet, but the plume of this next thicker plume of smoke is just on our doorstep. It's just starting to move in from the north. What's pretty amazing, this is kind of a weather geeky kind of thing, but, you know, with the wildfire smoke we saw in May, the altitude of that was like 20,000 feet, way up there. The bases of this morning are like around 3,000 feet. So it's much lower just because it's so closer to us in terms of in Quebec there. And it won't take much at all to mix that down to the surface, and we'll start to smell the smoke again later on.
Oh, that's interesting. When do you see improvement?
It looks like we'll have some more smoke around on Thursday. The weather pattern is just not changing with the low pressure off to our east. Friday, we might be more on the periphery as that low actually backs far enough to the west where it might push most of the smoke off to our west. And then maybe another shot of that coming through like Friday night into Saturday. And then maybe the pattern might change a little bit where we'll start to get out of that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.